Conservative appeals court judge Maria Lazar says her race for Supreme Court is a calling, and she wants to get the politics out of what are ostensibly nonpartisan elections. As Rich Kramer reports, Lazar says she's optimistic that voters will reward her experience despite liberals running the tables in the last three court races.
Inside a donor event this month at Bub's Irish Pub in Germantown, Washington County Republican Party member Kathy Kiernan introduced Maria Lazar as one of the locals who went to high school just down the road in Brookfield and Mount Mary University in Milwaukee.
And after that, she went to the Big Kahuna Georgetown University to get her law degree. That's big stuff.
Lazar tells the group running for Supreme Court was not top of mind for her last year. She said she learned about conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley retiring and the subsequent opening from a reporter. By that time, Democrats were already attacking her, warning she'd be Republicans' next sacrificial lamb if she ran.
And I read that and I thought, you don't know me. How dare you?
Lazar entered the race in October, months behind Liberal Appeals Court Judge Chris Taylor, who had been a Democratic state lawmaker for a decade before becoming a judge. Throughout the race, Lazar has said most Wisconsinites are sick of the partisanship and outrageous spending in Supreme Court elections. At a Wisconsin League of Women Voters forum in Menominee last month, Lazar said voters should look at judicial candidates' experience in the courtroom. She's got decades as a private lawyer, assistant attorney general, and judge at the circuit and appellate levels.
This is a court where you need someone who is geeky and law nerdy enough that they will live and breathe the law for 10 years. And I promise you, that's what I will do.
Lazar hasn't been a politician like Taylor, but in 2011 she got a job under former GOP Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen at a time when the department was defending a series of laws passed by Republicans. Those included Act 10, then Governor Scott Walker's law that restricted public employee union rights. They also included Republican-drawn voting maps and laws restricting abortions. Former Deputy Attorney General Kevin St. John says those lawsuits were challenging, complex, and moved quickly, proving that Lazar could do the work of two attorneys.
Maria is the exact antithesis of people's memes about government lawyers. She worked as hard as any lawyer I saw in private practice, and she was very dedicated to not just working hard, but doing things well, thoroughly and correctly.
A major challenge for any candidate running for Supreme Court is balancing a political campaign with judicial ethics rules aimed at keeping candidates from tipping their hands on how they'd rule on cases. But polling suggests voters want to know. Recent conservative candidates have handled this differently. In 2023, former Justice Dan Kelly largely avoided political issues on the stump. Last year, former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel tried a different approach, reaching out directly to President Donald Trump's voters. In the end, Marquette University Law School pollster Charles Franklin says both men lost by about 10 points.
At least on the conservative side, it didn't seem to make much difference between I'm just following the law and I'm not going to talk about it versus I'm sending pretty clear signals about where I stand.
In speeches, Lazar is closer to Kelly, more guarded in what she shares. Franklin says her ads send other signals. One attacks Taylor for her support of expanding abortion access. It shows Taylor in grainy black and white video that turns to red, like a horror film. Some Republicans have been public with skepticism about Lazar's chances. Longtime Republican strategist Mark Grawl says she can still win if she does a better job of winning over suburban, educated voters. But those voters have increasingly left Republicans in the age of President Donald Trump.
So it's not easy. It's a tough environment for conservatives right now in these April elections, just because the electorate starts out against you.
Lazar says she's faced challenges before and overcome them. When she wins in April, she says her doubters will owe her some apologies. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.